You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Submarine Beat by Borrowed CS. And on the line, we have got Borrowed CS himself, aka Corey. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Morena. Hey, Rachel. I'm good, thanks.
Hey, it's lovely.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's lovely to chat to you today and awesome to be talking about music that is not necessarily new, but is getting a new life on a nice piece of wax. What have you been working on?
Yeah. Just put out this 12-inch, which is exactly as you say. It's kind of a couple of highlight tracks from the last couple of years for me, things that had come out on cassette tapes that I'd released in 2020, and actually both from 2020. But yeah, two tracks. One of them has my good mate Mutter TK singing on it. It's called Arch, and I did some really good stuff with actually with Jess when she was here. What's that series she has on?
Her long player, long player.
Yeah, we did a long player about that a couple of years ago. And then we had another one called Guzney Dub that was on a tape called Grooves. So both of those cuts, and then Submarine Beat, what you just heard, is out now on a 12-inch, yeah.
It's a pretty special thing to have something physical. You have released things physically before. I'm thinking of the Burnerphone, which was quite iconic when you put that out. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about that as a, I guess, as a concept?
Yeah, sure. No, it's fun to have when you're self-releasing. I just find it really fun to mess around with the merch side of things. So, I remember sitting in a cafe talking to my friend, and I was using an Alcatel phone at the time. And I was like, man, imagine if you just sold your album on this. And then sort of 2 months later, it was like, yeah, the project kind of came out on that. So that was real fun. I only did 5 of them, but they sold out like straight away, which was really fun.
That's awesome. If anyone who's got them, I'm sure it's like in the special, like the merch table, or you know, straight to the pool room kind of vibes. It's a really fun thing to have, and I think especially with local music, it's so nice to have something that kind of connects you to your community and your friends through the merch and through the like physical way that we can experience music, particularly at the moment when it's not so easy to get in a club and hear it or experience it in the way that we're maybe most used to. You have many projects though, Corey. What have you found yourself kind of gravitating towards in terms of making in recent times?
Shoot, yeah, that's a real good question. And not a whole lot. This past kind of couple months has been, I think, particularly deflating compared to maybe previous like lockdown situations or whatever. Haven't felt like heaps inspired to do stuff, but I will be having like another Clear Path Ensemble album, which is another project of mine, that's coming out later this year. So sort of been sort of starting getting to work on the release side of that.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, it is really exciting working with a great label called Soundway, and they've done stuff with Lord Echo and Julian Dine. Yeah,
that's a great roster to be part of, and you know, it's a really cool thing, I guess, to have these different projects, because with Clear Path Ensemble, it's so much more collaborative in the sense that you're working with other musicians in a live context. It might be a bit of an obvious question, but what is the difference for you between making Borrowed CS music and doing something like Clear Path Ensemble in terms of, I guess, where you go when you're sort of trying to create? What is the like major difference for you about those projects?
Yeah, that's a real good question. Mainly the drum machines, perhaps, use of drum machines, because a lot of the process for Clear Path is sort of me in the studio bumbling around by myself, but, you know, instead of bumbling around on the drum machines, it's more bumbling around on the drums.
Yeah.
But, no, obviously then other people kind of come into it, and I've had sessions in person with people a lot, but, Often it's still just like kind of individually working and then layering one person up on a time. I haven't got to a point yet where we've sort of got multiple people all in the room at the same time jamming.
Mm. Have you done live jams though? What's been that sort of side? I mean, it's hard to talk about live music at the moment. As you say, it's a deflating time for that, but have you been able to kind of experience that live a little bit, and what's been enjoyable about that?
Yeah, definitely. We've had some really, really amazing gigs actually. We've only done a few, but they've all been highlights for me really. The last gig that we did was at San Fran in about September last year. It was kind of right when we were in level two, so it was a real
sweet spot.
just like a nice little intimate show up there, and that was really fun. And that group, we played version of the group with the people in it, had also played previously at the Wellington Jazz Festival during the previous year, and so. But it's amazing just bringing in people and sort of writing out the music, you know, and getting people to play it. I mean, it's just always so cool to me to hear that stuff kind of realized live. And I've heard it obviously so much as I'm working on it.
Mm.
We were planning on doing, you know, a couple festivals over summer that didn't happen. And we're actually going to be sort of interpreting some borrowed cassettes music as well.
Oh, awesome.
Which is going to be really fun. Yeah.
That will be
super
cool.
So maybe the worlds would cross over a bit more than that.
That will be a really exciting thing to try and bring into a live space. I wanted to hear about this Byron the Aquarius remix, which we're going to have a listen to, of the wonderful track that you've done with Mutter TK. How did this remix come about?
I'm just a long time listener and long time fan of Byron's productions and his sort of soulful style, and he's a killer kind of keys player as well, so yeah, he's got great kind of ear for the feel, and then also can just kind of play all over it. So I just kind of hit him up really and just said, hey, would you be interested in doing this, and he kind of came back to me. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
it must be exciting when you kind of get that. It's a wee bit of a maybe kind of intimidating thing to pitch that to people that you're fans of. Or do you feel that when you're kind of like putting something that you've worked on out there and being like, hey, do you like it? Do you want to jump on it? Is that something you ever feel a bit nervous about?
Yeah, maybe I used to a bit more. Kind of used to people kind of ghosting you or politely declining. But, you know, if you come correct with them and you know, pay their fee and all that stuff, then you know it's just work for them, and hopefully it's, you know, beyond that it's a really cool project. And he was really stoked on Mutter's vocals in particular. You can hear he kind of ditched the rest of my instrumental, which is fair enough, you know. And I think he asked afterwards, he's, oh man, do you mind if I like link up with him, and you know, maybe something will happen from that. I don't know, I haven't spoken to Mutter about that, but you know, it's just like he was just particularly stoked on that, so that was kind of an easy sell, I think.
That's awesome. Well, I reckon we should have a listen to it now. Corey, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. If people want to get their hands on the vinyl, are there any left?
Yep, there's still some left. So just on my Bandcamp page, which is borrowedcassettes.bandcamp.com, and yeah, I think there's copies at Flying Out in Auckland as well, but so, you know, local people up there, you can grab them there.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, and we look forward to seeing it all live when we can get back and do that. I'm sure we're all really ready to get out there again. Hey, thanks, Corey. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much. See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.